Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, just before 3 o'clock on the Tuesday, as we look forward to racing on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, at Hollywood Bets Gravel on the Poly Track Champion Punters Challenge, with those big fields and a recent winner of 2 million rounds. Those selections have to be on by 12:20. The first race gets underway at 12:25. We've got 8 races. Recent results have not been kind to most of us, that's for sure. We've had some massive returns. I see there was a huge PA results out of the Vaal earlier on today. But let's move on to this program. We haven't got too many maidens, and we've got the usual story where the betting is wide open. The first race is the Catch KZN Racing, and that is via, of course, live streaming on www.gallop.co.za, as we know. Gallop TV also now broadcasting our meetings here in the Western Cape. The next Cape meeting, of course, on the weekend, Saturday. But the first race, we've got Grey Ocean at 2.86 to 1. Leslie's Path to Fame is at 4 to 1. Quizmaster could be an interesting runner. Keegan DeMello has the ride at 4.55 to 1. A book there for the Lorenzo Karim Yard. So that is 4.55, a win, a placing is just under 9 to 10. www.hollywoodbets.net for all your betting on this meeting on the Wednesday. I thought that the 9 Path to Fortune could be a surprise package at 8.33 to 1. This one is from the Garth Puller Yard. We know he's in fine fettle, churning out the winners and the placings. There's been another merit rating drop, and overall, this one has dropped from a 77 to the current 58. So I thought that that could be a lurker. Going 7935. 7935 in race one, which will see the start of the bipot. Place accumulator in the second, Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, over 5 furlongs. This is for the fillies and mares, 67 handicap. By the way, in the second race, scratch out all of numbers 4, 6, 8. 4, 6, 8 are gone in the second. Again, the betting, we've got 3 horses here in a 7-horse field of 3.5, 7 to 1. We then got Magically, who's at 4 to 1. Get in the queue is next best at 4.55 to 1. In fact, there's only 1 horse completely detached, and that is Cape Diamond. So it's take your pick, really. I'm again going with Mr. DeMello on the 10 New Orleans, who I liked last time out. On that occasion, there were some excuses, and I thought this one could go well. So 10 New Orleans from the 1, the 9 and the 3. 10, 1, 9, 3 in the second on the programme. We move on to the third, the first leg of the pick 6, www.tabgold.co.za. Maiden handicap. Note that for the fillies and mares over a mile. So a maiden handicap. The betting reads as follows. Such a cracker is just over 18 to 10. The nearest market rival is If You Say So at 3.03. French Princess is then at a price of 4 to 1. If You Say So improved with the blinkers last time, is now on the poly track. I see conceding 2 kgs to Such a Cracker, who's ridden by Kelvin Abib for the Glen Cotson Yard. There have been 2 good runs from this horse over the course and distance, and I thought that that may be the one to be with, number 4 on the card. I'm going with the favourite. I think the only favourite really on the programme. A 4 Such a Cracker from 286. 4286 in race 3. Race 4 is Following the Box Seat podcast over a mile at 10 minutes past 2. Fourth race favourite, 4 to 1. 4 to 1 it is, Unique Power. Coromandel is at 5 to 1. One Shot Wonder follows in their wake at 6.25 to 1. Fleet Commander won the maiden last time out, and I thought there's more scope from the Dean Cunnamare Yard. I do like a bit of that, but the first choice is going to be Muzi Yeni for Dennis Bosch, and that is number 2, Fever. I think we have to completely ignore the last outing. So it's a 2-7-9-3 breakdown in race 4. 2-7-9-3. Fifth race, Fillies and Mares, 64 handicap, 1,800 metres. Should be run at 14.50. Race 5 on the programme, Fashion Enigma is a joint favourite here. In fact, that's now the favourite, owned by the Hollywood Syndicate 3.03. American Style only won the maiden last time out, and that was on the turf, but I think there is certainly scope for more to come. I thought this was the most tricky race on the card. Not much confidence in the selection. 5-7-1-6. 5-7-1-6. I would throw in the 6, who's at 14.29-1, because the merit rating has tumbled over time. This horse hasn't won for 600 and odd days, but has Kelvin Habib aboard. Maybe held on form. But if I was looking for a little bit of value, and that's what we try for, that would be it. Reckless Love at 14.29. Race 6 on the card, a merit-rated 75 handicap over 2,000 metres, 25 minutes past 3. Exceder, won well last time out, is at 3.03. Eventador is at 3.57-1. I really liked a little bit of this horse. If there was one I liked on the day as an each-way bet, it'd probably be this Banzai Pipeline. Banzai Pipeline is at 6.25-1 a win, and a placing there is at 1.06. So I do like that. 3.918. Hasn't won for 350 days, I believe, but this horse can really, if putting its mind to it, run on strongly. So it's a 3.918 selection in race 6. The 7th race is the Greyville Convention Centre, merit rated 80 handicap over the 7 furlong. Maximus is currently a favourite at 2.27. Once again, Keegan DeMille has some great rides on the day. Count Marsh is the second favourite. I liked a little bit of the horse we went for last time, Rolf the Rascal, who's at 4.56, is up 4 points, but has the benefit of a claimer taking off the 4 kgs. And I just thought that this wasn't the strongest of fields, and that would be my first choice. Number 1, Rolf the Rascal. From the 5, Maximus, the 6, Captain Who, and then the 7. 1-5-6-7. I want to mention the source Bortz, who has been disappointing, a little bit costly to follow, is at 4.55-1. I said he is the first run on the poly, but what troubled me is the last run. There have been 12 runners from that form line, only 1/3, which obviously is not strong at all. So we go on to race 8. Where Royal Kitty is at 2.27-1. You can take out Angel's Wish. Once again, the betting, if you follow that, Mr. DeMello could have an absolute field day. But I was having a look at some of the weight turnarounds, and that really bothered me with Royal Kitty. I thought a runner, but if you go through those, there are some rather hefty weight turnarounds. Venturers carry 61.5 with Kelvin Habib. We mentioned that subsequent form line. The second and third horses have won. That's having the peak run. I think a better proposition on the surface. And then two roughies. One of them is 25-1. A horse called Global Secret, who has the appy up. Excuse me. And the other one is Inkalanzinze, who's owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. Disappointing some of the outings, but cast a shoe last time. So a valid excuse there. Selection in race 8 is going to be 3, 2, 5, 8. And even the 10. Badra. I wouldn't leave that one out. 3, 2, 5, 8, 10. Doesn't look the most straightforward. In fact, it looks exceptionally difficult. But I know many of us enjoy our racing on the poly track at Hollywood Bets Greyville. So we'll be giving it a go tomorrow and hoping for the best. We'll see you over the weekend. Cheers and hit them hard.